So let's talk about mumbling. According to greatspeech.com, what causes adult mumbling? Most of us have been told at one time or another to stop mumbling when we are speaking. The truth is that everyone wants to be able to communicate clearly and be heard well by others. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. Okay, what you really want to know is what causes adult mumbling. If you've ever asked yourself, why do I keep mumbling words? It is important to determine the cause. Mumbling in adults can be caused by many things, and understanding the underlying cause of a speech disorder or disfluency is an important first step to determining how to proceed. Some of the most common causes of adult mumbling include extreme shyness, lack of confidence, mental health challenges such as anxiety disorder or post-traumatic stress disorder, hearing impairment, traumatic brain injury, dysarthria, which is muscle weakness or paralysis, fatigue, apraxia of speech, some neurological conditions affecting muscle control such as Parkinson's disease, poor speech patterns or speech habits. In other words, it could be basically anything. So if you mumble, you have no greater clarity from this article. Now, what does this have to do with Havdalah? Usually by Kiddush, people are a little bit more fluent with Kiddush. It's Friday night. You're in a more calmer atmosphere. You can make Kiddush with a little bit more Kavanah. The problem is you get to Havdalah, everyone's already 1 foot out the door. You got the kids on, people on their phones, on the running upstairs. Lights are going off, turning off ovens, whatever it is. And most of the time that I've witnessed other people doing Havdalah is that you mumble right through it. Okay. Does that make a difference for being Yotze, the mitzvah of Havdalah? Now, we're going to hit three problems. These are a three-part chabura. Three common problems in people mumbling or running through Havdalah. Are you Yotze them, Havdalah, or not? Very practical. I would say that two out of the three probably happen to myself. I probably violate this almost on a weekly basis. I don't want to say, oh, that's pretty bad. You'll think I'm really a complete Amaritz. I don't want to say a weekly basis. Maybe a monthly, once in a while basis. Okay. So the first issue we have to deal with is, what is the order of Havdalah? So the order of Havdalah is very clear. Seder Havdalah, Yayin, we say a Brei Priya Gafen. Besamim, we make a bracha on Besamim. Ner, so far so good. And then we say, Hamavdil. Okay, I'm actually going to get a sitter, so I don't mess this up going forward. Here we go. We'll take a sitter.
Right here.
Perfect. Passes down. This way we don't make mistakes, because I know I'm gonna say something and someone's going to jump on me, and then that would be very bad. Okay, so we have the first question. You get to Brei Priya Gafen, that you do totally fine, success. Then you get to the next bracha, which should be what? Besamim. And what do? You do the Eish. Anyone want to say that happens to them? Say probably once a month. Okay, you're laughing at me. Okay, probably once a month. Because you're running through. And then you usually catch yourself. But you don't always catch yourself. So now what do? Your wife, of course, is sitting right next to you, or your mother, or kid, or whatever, friend, and they smack you right when you do it. You say, Mrei Mrei Eish, now what do? New?
Put out the fire after you drop the candle.
New? What do? Yes or no? You just said Mrei Mrei Eish. It's very practical.
Before
Besamim. What do right now?
You hold your hands, wait, hold your hands up for the Eish, and then you do Besamim.
You do Eish first. So no more Eish anymore. You've done Eish. So in other words, order doesn't make a difference. What about saying oops? Yeah, don't say oops. That's a bad thing.
Do over.
Do over, yeah? Or do you do over? Or do you say it again? Yeah? Okay. Now, how about a different case? Take another case. 1 second. Another case we have to tackle. And we'll tackle. So first, let's tackle this one. 1 second. So it depends, number one, what was your kavanah? Now, this is a loaded question because many people, unfortunately, and I don't want to raise my hand, but I'll raise my hand. Someone back me up so I don't feel like an idiot over here. Sometimes when you say the Baruch Atah Hashem, your kavanah is on your work, yeah, or your whatever it is on how dirty your dining room table is, or how their toys are all over the floor. How is it going to? Yeah, thank you. Raise your hand with me. Come on, let's go. Okay, good. But let's assume you're actually a shtarka yid. You're a good person. Okay, what was your intent when you said Baruch Atah Hashem? You said Berem Re'esh first, but what was your Baruch Atah Hashem? Was it just a slip of the tongue?
Yeah, but
was it just because you were mumbling through? So that's a separate. Now, that is a loaded question, which I'm going to give. You have to come back in like probably six, maybe come back in a month or two. And we'll talk about if you're doing it the right way. When do you put up your hands? Before? Or after you look at the Eish. Let's assume it all happens simultaneously because you're running through the bracha. Let's assume just the minhag olam. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Barei Me'Eish. So now what do you do? What do you do right now? So what was your intent when you said, what was your, okay, well, you don't say oops, don't say oops, 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 whoops, I said oops again, oops, and I said oops. But now the question is, what did you have in mind when you said Baruch Atah Hashem? When you said God's name, what was your intent?
Obviously,
what?
I'm going to say in my mind, obviously, I already had in mind for Mer'esh.
I don't know that I would have. I think my default would have been.
I would not have said it had I been.
I think my default would have been to have Bereim. I know the order. I know the order. It's not like I forgot the order. It was just I was doing it so fast. It was by rote. It came out Bereim Re'esh. I think that's the more likely scenario. But either way, says the Mishnah Berurah and others, it depends on what your initial Shabbos Kol Chasa talks about this as well. What is your initial kavana when you said Baruch Atah Hashem? If your initial kavana was on the Ner, like Mr. Chkobowitz is saying, you just forgot the order. It was more of a forgetfulness of the order. You thought you already said Berei Mirei B'Samim, and you had in mind Baruch Atah Hashem Okeinu Melech Haolam, Berei Mirei Eish, and the whole bracha had in mind the Eish. Then you realize, you don't say oops, but you go, okay, you smack yourself, and now what do? According to this case, that's an easier situation. Then you do, like you said, you do the Ner first, you look at your fingernails, whatever it is, then you say, Berei Mirei B'Samim, out of order, that's fine. Now, why in general is this order this way to begin with? So there's a more Kabbalistic reason mentioned by the Kaf HaChaim, is that we start with the weakest sense. So the weakest sense is your taste, then it goes to smell, then it goes to eyes, or eye doctors in the room, you could guide us if this is true. And then you go to your brain, which is Hamavdil bin Kodesh. So in terms of senses, we go up in sense. Okay, so you got it a little bit messed up, your eyes. Maybe you have weak eyes, you need an eye doctor. So you can do the eyes first, then you do the smell. Okay, whatever it is. It doesn't make so much of a difference if you had in mind the Ner the entire time. However, what about if you had a besum? I think this is the more common mess up. You know the order of the brachas. You're running so fast that you say Eish at the end instead of brain made besum. That's for sure what happens. So now you got a little bit of a problem. So if you want, some say, you can be yotze with brei. With Berei Mareya Eish, says the Shmir Shabbos. That's fine if you just decide, okay, I'm turning this bracha into Berei Mareya Eish, even though your intent was by Hashem's name for the Besamim, you're fine. However, he seems to suggest more of a Shmir Shabbos that you can immediately say Borei Mine B'Samim, which is, I think, what I do and probably what most people do. You say, whoops, you don't say whoops, but Borei Mine B'Samim, say Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berei Mareya Eish, Berei Mirei B'Samim, and now you're fine, and then that is okay, and then you go back and make a new bracha, Borei Mirei Eish. So that was scenario number one. We started off with the easiest mess up, check, we now know what to do. Now comes the case where you really have to be spacing out. Huh? If you started Berei Mirei Eish, so I think the more typical minhag is, if you had in mind on B'samim, when you said the Hashem's name, just switch and say Berei Mirei B'samim and finish and do B'samim, and then you'll make all another bracha on the Eish right afterwards. That's Tokadei, yeah, but usually it's usually Tokadei deeper. It's very rare that you'll, if you start going like this and you start doing your hands, then that's a different thing. But most times you catch yourself immediately, or someone standing next to you says, no, no, no. So usually you get that right away. Right, yeah, get the eye roll, You get the eye roll from some of your children. That's the worst. Yeah. Yeah. No, because it's only one. It's in. No, it's one. It's one bracha. You can't do a double bracha for one. You have to do. Each one needs its own bracha, but you're just switching. You're just correcting. It's like you made a mistake. Okay. Problem number two. You got to be a real dope for. Yeah.
You said all the words correctly. You may have said out of order.
Correct.
Like when I hear you say about mumbling.
I'm getting to the real mumbling, King. I'm getting to the real mumbling. No. This is not a mumbling. This is more of a absent-mindedness. Yeah, no, I'm going to get to my mumbling in a second. I started off Shalom easy. We'll go easy. We'll get to the mumbling a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. Question number two. Okay, so number one, problem number one probably happens to me. Problem number three possibly happens to me. Problem number two, hopefully I haven't messed this up. Hopefully no one here, it's messed up either, but it's definitely possible. Is you just forget Bisamim or the Nair. Let's make it more likely the Nair. You forget the Nair completely. So you say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Okeinu Melech Olam, Brei Pri HaGafen. Baruch Ato Hashem, Okeinu Melech Olam, Brei Mini Bisamim. And then you go, Baruch Ato Hashem, Okeinu Melech Olam, Amavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, whatever. You get the Baruch Ato Hashem, Amavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol at the end. You're about to drink, and you realize you didn't make a bracha on the candle. Now, what do you do? What are your options? Options are, say it right now. Option number two, and then you'll drink right after Bremer Eish.
Right.
Or option number two, just drink now, and you can do the Nair afterwards, because we're going to have a whole shiur. And a little bit we're proceeding a shiur, a little bit it's out of order, because in a few weeks we're going to have to talk about the whole point of the Nair. But even if the Brach of Nair, according to many, is not fully connected to Avdallah, we do it Matzei Shabbos, because that's when the fire was instituted, or it was found, and therefore created, and therefore we do the bracha on the fire in Havdalah, but it's not really connected to Havdalah. So now you got issues over here. I've already said the bracha of Amavdil. Shouldn't I just drink and not have a hefsik, a break in between? I've said Amavdil and Kodesh on the drinking, or is the Nair really part of Avdallah so much so that I could put it there? Now, you could argue, you could go back and forth on this. You could argue that what? Anyway, you're not saying Brei Pri HaGafen and drinking, right? Baruch Ata Hashem Okeinu Melech Olam Brei Pri HaGafen. Before you, usually, normally when you say HaGafen, what happens? You drink. Here, you're not doing that anyway. So every week, you're having a hefsik to begin with. You're saying Brei Pri HaSamim, Brei Pri Eish, then you're saying I'm Avdo, and then you're drinking. So who cares if the hefsik is out of order? It should be the same question like we said before. No problem at all. You should just make the Nair and then do the I don't even think you have to do it again. You don't even have to do I'm Avdo again because it's just out of order.
What are you saying? You drink and then say.
Option number one here is you just say Baruch Ato Hashem Avdo Ben Kodesh L'chol, Baruch Ato Hashem Okeinu Melech Olam Brei Pri Eish, and drink, because you already said the full bracha and you had in mind for that full bracha. It's not like Shalom. It's different than the other case where the Baruch Ato Hashem of the original bracha is going on something. Here you said a full complete bracha. You've said it. I had in mind 100% that all the deep kavanas when I said this bracha of Amavdo Ben Kodesh L'chol, whatever we're talking. Why can't I cut my fingernails for now? I make a marinade. But the question, should I do this before I drink or after I drink? So not surprisingly, there's about 20 svarim that weigh in on this topic. It all go all different places, bringing proofs back and forth. The upshot, not surprisingly, as in many parts of halacha, it is a machlokas. Now, some of the reasons are basically what we just spoke out, is that we don't care about the order anyway. So if we don't care about the order anyway, then you may as well just do the nir and drink. And that's in fact what the Rivos Ephraim cites. Many who say Rib Shlomo Zalman Arbach says the same way, that Nair could be done at the end. We don't care about the order, it's fine. Others respond and say, what do you mean? Since Nair is not really connected to Avdallah, Nair, we put it in Avdallah in the ideal place based on this connection to Avdallah because it was Saturday night. But once you botch the order, so just save an air afterwards. Do the candle afterwards. You don't lose anything about doing that. Halacha l'maisa, I think the more common minug is to throw in the bracha of Eish at that point and then drink right after. That is problem number two. Problem number three is our real mumbler. I have been to many Avdallahs, and I hope it's not myself as well, is when you do it by heart, especially. You get it. First bracha is easy. Brei Pri Agafen, people don't mumble Brei Pri Agafen, mostly not. You don't mumble Brei Minei Besamim, Brei Mareish, fine. Then you get the Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Avdim in Kodesh L'chol. How many did he hear in the middle there? You heard about like one, maybe two of the Hamavdils. So the Gemara in Pesachim says, well, how many Hamavdils do you need at all? Not surprisingly, the Gemara says, this is a major machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would only say Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, and that would be it. He would say, but his bracha, I guess, would be Baruch Atah Hashem Okeinu Malchum, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. So, according to Rebbe's Avdallah, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the author of the Mishnayos, compiler of the Mishnayos, he said only one. However, the Gemara says, the minhag of many other Rabbanim were to say 3 to 7, not 6, 7, but 3 to 7, about how many of the Hamavdil. So, we have 3 more in our Havdalah. The Gemara lists other ones, Ben Tamei Latar, Ben Yom Velayla. So it has all these different language of what you could say. The Gemara does not conclude how the minhag is, although it seems to say that we have a couple of more. The minhag is that you say more than one. Comes along the Rif, Rebbe Fassi, and he paskins this in the 1100s. He says the minhag is that we only say, or the halacha is you only say Ben Kodesh L'chol, but the minhag is we say all 4, meaning even though we only need to say 1, we say all 4, and minhag milsahi. Minhag is very important, we should follow that. The Rambam as well, and the Tur, mention 4 Avdallahs, but they don't say anything about not having less than 3 or anything. They just say they don't mention anything about the minhag. So the question then becomes, you look at the Shulchan Aruch, how many do you have to do? Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. No word at all about how many Hamavdils do you have to actually hear. Comes along the Sefer Hartzvi, and he says, look, since Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anything about having a minimal number, as long as you say 1, you're fine. Says the Divrei Malkiel, what do you mean? The Gemara seems to indicate that 4 is the ideal, and less than 3 is definitely not preferred, so you need to hear at least 3 of them. So how do you paskin? Rav Yashav paskins that you need to hear at least 3, because otherwise it would change the language of the bracha that the rabbi set up. If you have less than 3, sounds like you would need to go back and repeat the bracha. So that would mean if you only hear Baruch Atah Hashem Hakamakom Adam Kodesh L'chol, Baruch Atah Hashem Adam Kodesh L'chol, you only heard one of them clearly, you would have to repeat that bracha. And if you're listening to someone else's Avdallah, here's the scary part. You're not Yotze. Comes along Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, and he paskins that 1 is enough. Okay, so now you get to our feature presentation. You have this huge machlokas, 1, 3, what's the minimum? And you get the mumbler. You get up there and you realize, oh boy, I should have made my own Havdalah. I did not realize that this guy mumbles his way through Havdalah. And you get, okay, so Brei Pri Agafen, Brei Minei Besamim, Brei Mareish, start inching closer to him. You hear those brachas. But then you know you're a dead duck when you get to Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. There's no way you're going to hear more than one of them. He's going to mumble the rest. What should you do? Says the Nishma Shabbos of Harfenes, something pretty wild. He says, you know what you should do? Al-Kain. In such a situation, he has a more nicer situation. He says, let's hear a chassidah shetish, and the Rebbe is mumbling it because he's so far away from you. You're all the way in the bleachers. Okay. I think my case is more common for us. I don't know how many of us go to chassidah shetishes for Matzei Shabbos, but it's the same question. He says, you know what you should do? You realize, the Emtza Avdallah, Yechavein, listen to this, Hepich kavana sheno rotza latzis b'avdala. Have in mind, you don't want to be yotze with this guy's avdala, and then make your own avdala afterwards, he says. He says, if you know the guy's going to mumble his way through avdala, best you have negative, it's pretty wild, negative kavana not to be yotze, he says. Make it yourself.
Isn't the whole point of this guy saying avdala so you should be yotze?
Yeah, correct, and he's not doing a good job. Okay, so one second. If you can't do it, then you know that's not our question. But if you're just at your friend's house and your friends make Avdala and you're there for Shalosh Shudas, you stay for Avdala, and the guy gets up there and you realize, okay, this is a major problem. The guy is getting up there, and or you want to be Yotzi in Shul, and the guy who's doing it is mumbling, and you say, okay, I thought I was going to be Yotzi with Shuls, and okay, whoops.
So the other question would then be, yeah.
Yeah, so what should you do? So you're going to have to ask him to go into the other room and borrow his stuff and make it privately. I don't know. Then you got issues. You don't want to insult people. But let's say you're just going home right afterwards. Then it's better to draw. He says, to be yotze, to have in mind, not to have kavana. Fine. We'll end with the final issue is, okay, so according to the opinion that says you only need to hear one of them, which one do you need to hear? Is there any difference? Let's say he starts off mumbling. You sometimes hear people do it. It's not a joke. You really hear people mumble their way through that last bracha. So you only hear Or L'choshech. We saw Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky said, and you hear one of them, that's fine. What should you do? Yotze or not? So the Halakha of David Cohn, from the Chavrusa of Mr. Eisen, Halakha Gavul Yavitz, so he says like this. He says, I've got a bomb question that the Chinuch asks. How come, you know what's missing from Avdala? There's a key word which is in every single important thing of Judaism, which is what? No? What phrase is in every single important for everything we do? There we go. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. When do you say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? By Kiddush. The Rambam writes that Kiddush starts Shabbos, Avdala ends Shabbos. Kiddush has Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We did that last year. You need that phrase. So why doesn't Avdala as Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? Great question, asks the Chinuch. Says of David Cohen, he's got a whole piece, David Cohen Shlita, he writes like this. He says, you know where we do Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? He has a whole piece about this, connected to Pesach. Ben Yisrael la'amim is the essentially Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. It separates us from the other nations. What was the ultimate separation of us from the other nations? Mitzrayim, Pesach. We're about to read it in the Parsha. You know, we're getting into Shemos. So says Rav David Cohn, that is the reference to Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's why, just like Kiddush needs it, so to Avdala needs it and has it. So I would want to suggest, as Ephraim talking, take it or leave it, yeah? I wonder, if the one phrase that you need to hear, therefore is, Ben Yisrael Amim. Because let's say you just hear, Ben Aruch Oshach. You haven't heard Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you really need that in Havdalah, maybe talk. I didn't see anyone say that, so that's my own thought. But maybe that's the most important one, according to this Vart. The upshot is, what's the lesson of this? Don't mumble. Say it slowly and clearly, and then it'll be Yotze. Yeah.
So, if you heard the beginning and the first three brachos,
yeah.
Clearly,
yeah.
And then he starts mumbling. Is one option that you could actually say the last bracha yourself?
This is a good question. What he doesn't say, I was afraid you were going to ask me. I was afraid you were going to ask me that question because it's a great question. He says, he says, it's a good question because what about the first part of Avdala? I don't know. I'll be honest, I was afraid you were going to ask that question because he's not clear about that. He's not clear. I would imagine, this is my own thought, I would imagine, you can make a Brei Pri HaGafen and just a Hamavdil Bracha.
Why do you have to wait? I have a better question.
Meaning, if you want... Let's back up what I'm saying. Let me be clear what I'm saying here, just so no one misinterprets. I think if you hear Brei Pri HaGafen correctly, you hear Brei Minei B'Samim correctly, you hear Brei Merer Eish correctly, and then the guy mumbles his way through the last Bracha, and you want to not be Yotze at all, Again, you only do this if you really, he's really mumbling and you don't hear anything, I think. But let's say he's really mumbling. You don't hear a word. So then, if you hear Amavdum in Kodesh Uchol and you hear that part, then I would say don't then be Yotze, because you're one of them. But let's say you know you're not going to hear a word of the last bracha. This guy always mumbles an entire bracha. So then, you should have in mind not to be Yotze, according to Rabbi Fenes, and then you'll go make Avdala again, but you're not going to make the Besamim and the Nair again. I don't think so. I think I don't because I think, but I don't know that those are. I don't know that. Because that you're supposed to. So that's a good question. I think you're supposed to do that on a cup. Yeah, correct. I don't know. I'll be honest. It's a great question. I know, but I don't know if you're Yotze. You make a Brei Pri HaGafen because you're going to drink. You aren't going to drink beforehand, so it's. Brei Pri HaGafen, you can. It's yeah, but I don't know. I guess
you
gotta, so.
You got to smell. You got to see the
art. Yeah, but it's the same smelling thing. But it's a smell. You can't make. Yeah, but you can't make Mr. Klein. But you can't make a besamim. No, but you can't make a besamim back to back. If you have the same besamim smell, you can't make 15 brachas. Huh? No, let's say you did smell. You smelled it. You didn't make the bracha. You were yotzer this bracha, right? So I don't know. I don't think you can make besamim and eish again. I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know. I would have thought, based on this line, that you would make a Brei Pri HaGafen again, and hamavdil again, and your yotzer. But I don't know. Tzarechin, you have to write Rabbi Harfenis, he's in Brooklyn. Someone could write him a letter. Someone wants to go visit him. You could ask him the shaila. I don't know. Yeah. Wait, say it one more time. You're saying,
like, when after he says,
yeah,
hey, you know he's gonna mumble, so you start saying broken with him.
You say it with him. You're saying it with. Oh, sorry, I misunderstood you.
Yeah.
You're saying, go on, guy, just say it with him.
Well, unless he starts mumbling, you just say it with
him. Say it with him. I mean, again, you have that question. So you have that question in general. Yeah. Some of you are being Yotze, someone's being Motzi you. And it's his cup, and it's his everything, and he's the one who's drinking and stuff. And you just say words along with him. You have this in Megillah a lot. There's a big Shiloh Megillah, Megillah Sester. People read aloud. But he's his bracha.
It's every Shabbos in the
Chassidus. Or waning, yeah. Haftorah. Haftorah, yeah. It's a big Shiloh. It's a big Shiloh. I hear you. I would say he doesn't say. But he goes out his way, he doesn't save it. He doesn't say you should say it with him. My implication of that is not to. Bob Shot is, what's the lesson? Don't mumble. Shkoyach, everyone.